This is an assortment of candies from the 1950s to some not yet on the market. The products range from chocolate-covered gummy bears to a jelly bean flavor called rotten eggs. He is one of several Chicago kids who make up the Candy Council. But as anyone knows, if a child does not like a specific flavored jelly bean, they will let you know. Industry executives can make a million-dollar judgment based on a tester's body language. But, as in this case, these 4th through 8th graders never lie.
It's really bad.
But sometimes the candy industry can strike gold.
And actually what it does is that you put the tablet in the water, it fizzes up and turns into a non-caloric drink.
This is Fizzle, a popular candy from the 1950s. You can put it in water, or you can put it on your tongue. It comes in root beer, fruit punch, lemon lime, or orange.
Oh,
so what do you guys think of this product? You think it's like
so good?
You think it's a thumbs up on this one to bring it in?
Oh yeah,
yeah. Two thumbs up.
Other products being tested by this very young panel include tattoo candy for your tongue, spray candy for your mouth, Tootsie Pop drops, or candy straws where you can eat it or drink through it.
My goodness, you're gonna have a stomachache. Your parents are gonna.